2.15.
1. My earliest memory, I must have been about 3, I guess, maybe 2, was when we'd been to a county fair, and I would have gone with my brother, who's a little older than me, and my parents, and I'd been bought a helium balloon, and for some reason the balloon had a snowman inside it. It was only September. I don't know why there was a snowman, but there was, and I took it out into the backyard, and because it was full of helium, obviously, it was pulling on the string. It wanted to fly away, and I let go. I didn't let go by accident. I remember letting go on purpose to see what would happen. And of course, what happened was the balloon flew up into the sky over the neighbour's trees and disappeared. And I was absolutely devastated, heartbroken by the loss of the balloon, and stood there crying and crying. And my dad had to go back to the county fair and get me another identical balloon, which did nothing to console me. I kept crying and crying and crying. And that's my earliest memory, not a very happy one.
2.
My earliest memory is probably from when I was about 3 or 4 years old, and it was Christmas, and I was at my Nana's house with all my family, and my uncle was reading to me. He was reading The Little Mermaid, except that he was making it up. He wasn't actually reading the words in the book. He was just saying things like, "Ariel went to buy some peanut butter and jelly," and things like that. And that made me really mad because I was at an age where I couldn't really read myself, but I knew that he was reading it wrong. So I got really annoyed with him and told him to read it the right way. But yeah, that's my earliest memory.
3.
My earliest memory is from when I must have been about 3. And we were moving to a new house. We moved to an apartment building. And I remember arriving, and it was dark, and we'd had a very long trip. And we arrived, and we went in the door, and we turned the lights on, and nothing happened. And the whole apartment was completely black and dark. No power, no electricity, no lights. And I thought this was terrific. And we had a flashlight, and I was just running around the hall and the rooms, finding all these new rooms, all with a flashlight. And I imagined that it was always going to be like that, that we'd arrived in an apartment that wasn't going to have lights. So I was always going to have to use a flashlight. And I thought that was going to be amazing. My mother was in tears. Obviously, she was stressed out from the trip and arriving somewhere and having no power. But I was really, really excited by it. And the next day when the power came on, I was really disappointed.